this program on KFGO. It is Outdoors Talk, Mike McFeely Outdoors to be specific, and Jeff Katzer from Woodland Resort, kind enough to essentially cut an hour out of his Saturday morning to join us via the phone from wonderful Devils Lake, North Dakota. Jeff's appearances on this program sponsored every week by Warrior Boats out of Melrose, Minnesota. You can check out Warrior Boats at Kovash Marine in Moorhead and also at Woodland Marine on the shores of Devil's Lake. When we left off, Jeff, you were talking about the 450 jumbo yellow perch that were caught by Andrew Lovegren and some other people out there in fish houses through Woodland Resort. And as I said, I guarantee somebody driving in their pickup right now is listening to the radio going, oh my God, 450 perch. There's none left. They're fishing out the lake. There's no more perch. These pigs like Katzer and McFeely are catching all the perch. No, that's not accurate, Jeff, is it? Devil's Lake can sustain and support the taking of many, many, many perch out of its waters.
Well, you know, that was a dramatic pause.
I thought I lost you there for a second.
I know, right? No, I was trying to think how I should start on this. Devil's Lake is 200 and blah, blah, 20, 30, 40,000 acres, and it has more fish in it than I think we can imagine. I think more than the biologists would even fathom. It's just record amounts. They told me in the day, now this could be baloney, but it sounds right, that they would take a plane, and you can actually see the pods of perch from the plane on a calm day. I don't know if this is true or not.
I know that was true at Red Lake in Minnesota when they used to, before the walleyes came back on Red Lake. It's a big lake up on in north central Minnesota, and used to be a great walleye fishery. Combination of commercial fishing from the tribe there and sporting harvest sort of pulled away all the walleyes out of Red Lake, and the population crashed. When that population crashed, that hole, that void was filled by gigantic schools of massive crappies. And there was stories back in those days of, small planes would fly over Red Lake and you could see a school of crappies a half mile wide and a mile long on Red Lake. There were millions of them in there. And I wouldn't doubt it at all if that was the case in Devil's Lake with the perch.
No, exactly. And, you know, you can just see it today. I mean, the biologists, I feel they're spot on this one. Everybody is coming in with happy faces, and we are getting after them. And they're exactly what they said, a lot in that 12-inch range. And, you know, 450 perch caught out of six houses is not a monster number. I mean, because that's just six to that's 24 people.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's no different than really, I don't think, any other lake. We just have so many of them here. But I got a story. Do we have time for
it? Yes, we have all the time in the world for you.
So we have 75% of our clients come from, I would say, the Wisconsin area, 60-75%, okay? So I get these guys out here. I had out in the summer bobber fishing, and we just had a great time like we always do. They come back ice fishing, and they rented a Vexlar because we said you need to rent one. And we just talked about that before, how important this is. Well, all the houses around these guys are catching. In the morning, I did my first check. They all have like 10. These guys have zero. All right, well, we got to figure out what they're doing. Number one, they had two big buck shots on. We got them down to the little ones, and then they have their Vexlar all screwed up. So I turn it on for them, and I show them how it's done. And I said, look, those are fish. And the one guy was adamant, almost was getting me upset. Those aren't fish, Katzer. You're crazy. I'm like, no really. Those are the baits. That's those. I actually had to sit there and catch a fish in front of him to show him. And then he still didn't believe me. So then I got mad. I went right back up to the resort. I got him on Vexlar. I put it in his hole, and I sat there until he caught one. He actually didn't believe in a Vexlar. He didn't know how to use a Vexlar. And even once I caught a fish, he still didn't believe me that was on the Vexlar. So, and you got to play with him. You got to bring him up and try to pull it out and then kind of get him mad. And, boy, they ended up with, I think, in the 40s for four guys. They caught 40-some perch that day. And these were guys that just like to sit and watch bobbers. I cut their bobbers off. I tied everything on for them, little buckshot. I had them jigging like crazy. And the one guy goes, see, this is why we came back. You were so much fun in the boat. And now, because I mean, if you guys have met me, you know, I'm kind of like on, I don't know, Quaaludes or something, or I'm always running around like caffeinated, crazy dude. But there's just so much to do. And when you're running 100, 150 people a day through here, it's, you see it all. But those are the guys that always do that to me that don't believe me. Normally they're from Wisconsin. The people from Fargo and Moorhead, they know what they're doing. But, hey,
well, nice. Wait, you're heard in Fargo and Moorhead. You're not heard in Wisconsin. Great job there. Way to play to the audience.
Exactly.
I like that. Yes.
I'm learning. Thanks a lot for teaching me all this stuff.
Absolutely.
But I tell you what, they just don't believe you. And you know, the older generation that brings the stick with the twine on it that they wrap it around, you know, with the bobber that the 12-pound pike has a hard time pulling it down normally is, we see that. You know what we've seen, and I've told you this, people will bring 7-foot rods and lay them across the tables.
Nice.
The big red white bobbers.
Nice.
Yeah, nah.
Love it.
Yeah, how you guys doing? Well, we ain't caught nothing. Well, I don't know why. So then we'll sit in there and we'll re-rig everything up for them and get them all going, and then it'll go, wow. So
see how that works?
Yeah. Well, nobody ever told us that before. This is the way we've always done it. So
perfect. Well, let me say this. Let me interrupt you for a second, Jeff, and say that I've had the pleasure of fishing with you now over the past couple, 3 years, many times, not enough times, but many times. And I think that I at least give myself a chance when I go on a body of water. I'm not a good fisherman, but I can at least look at a contour map. I can at least look at a lake and go, okay, I'm going to give myself a chance by going to this spot, that spot. And I might catch fish and I might not. But if you ever get the chance to get into a boat or in a fish house with a great guide like Jeff Katzer, who spends 200 days a year or more on the water, let me give you this piece of advice, folks. Listen to him. That he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's talking about, especially on a lake like Devil's Lake, where he works there for a living. That's what he does every day. It's not like he's going to lake, name it, you know, Tennessee Lake down in the south someplace and going on to the lake cold. He lives on Devil's Lake. He works at a resort on Devil's Lake. He fishes Devil's Lake and the surrounding bodies of water every day. And
I
so
know.
And so he knows, when Jeff Katzer says, hey, Mike, shorten up your line there a little bit. You have too much line out with your bottom bouncer. I shorten my line up because I have too much line out with my bottom bouncer. I listen to what he, I don't go, no, I don't, Jeff. Hey, no, Jeff, you're wrong. I know how to fish this lake. Jeff Katzer, you don't know what you're doing. Have I ever said that to you? Have I ever not listened to anything you've told me?
You've done everything remarkably well and caught fish doing it. But I'm not saying I know all the answers either. It's just been what I've learned. And you know what? Here's the other thing, too. Do you people really think I want you to come here and not catch fish?
That's the other part of it. Yeah, you're exactly right.
The more fish you catch, the bigger of a hero I look. I mean, look, I'm no Roland Martin, but probably closer to 300 days on this body of water a year. I try my buns off to make sure everybody, and I mean everybody that comes through Mitchell's, through Woodland, through wherever, you just want to stop in here and ask a question. I'm not going to give you a red and white daredevil and tell you to go in 4 feet of water. I will tell you exactly how to do it. Now, you may tell me exactly where to go. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I will tell you how to do it.
Well, but here's the other part of it is that, and again, just because of my profession, certainly not because of my talents, intelligence, or looks, just because of my profession, I've had the opportunity to fish with you, with Jason Mitchell, with Zippy Dahl, with Tony Dean, with Gary Roach, with Keith Cavallis, with Scott Brewer, all of, you know, all you guys who do this for a living and know how to do it. If you just open up your mind when I'm in a boat with somebody like you or Mitchell or Zippy, anybody else, I learn something that I can apply on both Devil's Lake and I can apply on Big Cormorant Lake or Lake Ida or Eagle Lake, where my sister has a cabin over by Brainerd. You can learn something when you go out in a boat or in a fish house. My goal when I go fishing with you, Jeff, yes, it's to catch fish. I love to catch fish, you know that. But I want to leave Devil's Lake having learned something new. And
exactly.
I think if people look at it that way, not to preach, I don't mean to do that, but just I'm a fairly experienced fisherman, not a really experienced one, but a fairly experienced one. If you are somebody who is not that experienced, then really open up your mind. then really learn something new and go, I could come here by myself next time and catch some fish by using these techniques, right?
Exactly correct. And like the open water thing, I'm more one-on-one with you. But here's what I tell people, and I talk to them on the phone all year long and tell, well, what am I going to get? You know what you're going to get? You're going to get an 8-hour seminar on how to do this and why it. Why are you doing it? And the result will be in the live well at the end of the 8 hours. So I'm not just going to be, well, has anybody ever known me to be quiet?
Not so much. No,
yeah.
No.
So I'm going to talk your ear off and explain everything on why in the heck are we doing this and why are we in this spot and why did you pick that color spinner blade? Why are you doing this? Well, I'm going to teach you. I mean, bobber stuff is so much easier to do, but there's a lot of reasons why we do it, and it's very effective, and pulling spinners is just as effective as that. So I'm going to teach you that stuff. On the ice, I'm going to plunk you, and then I'm going to check on you, and then we're going to talk on why you're not catching them, and then we'll try to get you tuned up with catching them, whether I got to move you a couple of times or just redo everything on your line. I've already pulled people's rods out and said, I'll be right back. Just have a beer. I'll be back. And I'll bring them up to the resort, restring them, and bring them back to them. And here, because they come with like 20-pound winch cable. Well, I just bought a Kmart, and it came with that line on it. Well, not so much.
Well, that's the expertise you can lend to them, because some people just don't know any better. Jeff, I am way behind on my break here. I'm going to get punched in the nose here, so I need to let you go. Great discussion as always. I always learn something talking to you on the radio, so that's a good thing as well. Thanks for coming on. Appreciate it. I need to run. I'm way behind. This is Mike McFeely Outdoors, back in 1 second here on the Mighty 790 KFGO. She thinks we're just fishing.